The boy decided to walk with his dog. He climbed the tree. When he climbed the tree, his pants fell off. Well, then he walked closer to the pond and saw a frog. He had a net with him, so, well, him and the dog decided to run. They were gonna grab the frog with the net, but they fell off the log and fell into the water. There fell off the pail onto his head, and he missed the frog, and the net fell in the mountain or on the hill. Then he tried to catch the frog while he was in the water, and the frog took off again and landed on the log. So the little boy decided to try it again. Him and the dog had a plan. So the dog was on one side and the little boy was on the other side, and the frog was in the middle. They were going to catch it. So the dog distracted the frog, and the little boy was going to catch the frog with the net. Snap, he tried. And there the frog took off, and he got the dog instead. So the frog got really upset because he understood what the little boy and the dog were trying to do. So then the boy was stuck with the dog. Well, then the boy became angry and decided he was going to give up. He wasn't going to try to get the frog anymore. So then they walked home, and there they went with their net and the dog without the frog. Well, the boy walked back with his dog very angry. And there the frog was in the wilderness, lonely. Well, the little boy found his way home, and the frog had followed him back to his house. While the little boy and the dog were in the tub, the frog decided to come inside. He didn't want to be lonely anymore. So then, while the little boy and the dog were in the tub, the frog jumped inside the tub, and the little boy got so excited. And they were all together. The end.